This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A study out this week in the journal Health Affairs shed some light on how hospitals make money, to summarize, by marking up prices for certain patients. The key concept here is negotiation, or lack thereof. Tim Fitzsimmons has more on why certain groups of people end up paying more and what it means for the rest of us.
At hospitals, there's a price that Medicare pays for its patients, and then there's the list price charged to everyone else, usually about three times higher. Dr. Gerard Anderson, director of the Johns Hopkins Center of Hospital Finance and Management, is a co-author of the study. He says some hospitals mark up their prices about 10 times, and a few payers are stuck with that sticker price.
Because the auto insurers and the workers' compensation insurers are not able to negotiate prices.
And that means higher workers' comp and auto premiums for everyone else. The study says this pushes up costs because hospitals can say they're regularly underpaid when negotiating prices. Jared Bernstein is spokesperson for CarePoint Health, which owns Bayonne Hospital in New Jersey, the second most expensive. He says their prices are a result of serving many low-income customers.
Being out of network is not a business strategy, it's a survival strategy.
CarePoint is calling for an overhaul of the healthcare reimbursement system. In the meantime, their hospital's list price for treating pneumonia is about $200,000, while Medicare pays out just under $10,000. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.